Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. How did your meditation go yesterday? Were you able to clear your mind, create that stillness, and watch your intentions sail off into the calm waters? If not, don't worry. It does take time and practice, but keep doing it. Twice a day is ideal, but at the very least, do it on Wednesday as part of your commitment to attract. And that brings us to Thursday. Today, your commitment is to join. Join forces with the world. And part of that is realizing that you can't do everything yourself. Even the simple act of promoting yourself involves other people. And one technique for promoting yourself is the elevator pitch. Have you ever been talking to someone who says, "So you're writing a book, what's it about?" And you get a little tongue-tied. How can you sum up your entire book or all your ideas in just a few seconds for this person who has a bad habit of constantly glancing at his watch? That's where the elevator pitch comes in, and you've got to have it memorized. When it's always on the tip of your tongue, you can rattle it off whenever you need to, and wherever you need to, even if it's literally in an elevator. The beautiful thing about delivering an elevator pitch in an elevator is that that's the reason it exists. So you can spit the whole thing out before you reach your floor and the elevator doors open. It's basically a 30-second summary of your book. But the most important element of your elevator pitch is your first sentence, because you want it to hook someone right away. After that, you'll want a couple more sentences that expand on your hook. You'll need to be succinct and present only the bare essentials. I realize that asking a writer whose job it is to tell stories and create subplots and be as descriptive as possible to cut out all but a handful of words could be a tall order. Plus, you've developed a certain affinity for what you've written. So if someone asked you what's really relevant here, you might have a hard time casting anything off as irrelevant. To help out with this, one idea would be to have someone who's read your book sum it up in one sentence. Because not only are they not as attached to your work as you are, but it'll be useful for you to see what someone else remembers as the key parts of your story. Get a few people to do this, take the best parts of each of their summaries, and you've basically got your elevator pitch. Here's an example of a hook. An 11-year-old orphan who just discovered he has magical powers is mysteriously summoned to enroll in a school of wizardry, where he finds that blending in with his classmates is impossible, because he's being hunted by an evil wizard overlord. Sound familiar? That would be a good opening line for the first Harry Potter book. It covers who the main character is, what he wants, and what stands in his way from getting what he wants. And then in the next couple sentences, you can add more details about what happens along the way. Keep in mind that you'll be pitching to editors, agents, and publishers who are very busy people. So really try your hardest to limit your pitch to 30 seconds. Any longer than that, not only do you risk losing someone's attention, but it's also pretty likely that you're including details that are not relevant to your pitch. What sort of details are not relevant? Well, there's no need to include, say, the events that led up to the idea for the book. You don't need to talk about the struggles you went through while writing it. And anything about how you went about getting it published is not relevant in this context either. Also, keep in mind that how you deliver it is as important as what you say. You want to have it memorized, but at the same time, you don't want it to sound memorized and mechanical. Practice it enough so that you can even change a couple of words here and there if you need to make it flow seamlessly into the conversation you're having. Today's action step is to start crafting your elevator pitch. One enticing sentence that sums up the whole book, followed by a couple more explanatory sentences. When you finish it, I'd love to hear it, and you can send it to me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Keep reading it and reading it to yourself, and pretty soon you'll know it by heart. Also, time it on one of your run-throughs to make sure it's under 30 seconds. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the program, please go to dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.